First of all, Seth, this program, and again, is speculation on what scientists could find, but it's pretty darn close, isn't it? You guys did a pretty thorough job trying to put together the alien life forms that might be out there somewhere, huh?
Well, we did. I mean, there's always been lots of speculation about what aliens might be like. But, you know, the first assumption was about the worlds themselves, because obviously there are lots of different worlds that could have life. Everybody thinks of Earth-like worlds. Well, these worlds are not exactly Earth-like. So, that you know, the producers wanted to take some worlds that are a little different. And there are two of them, as you've mentioned, that are depicted in the show. And so once we were given, you know, the kind of worlds that we were going to populate, then it was a question of saying, well, looking at the conditions on these worlds, what's possible, what's likely, what would they look like? And then the BBC animation unit ran amok and animated these guys.
Dr. Doyle, this takes us out into the future where scientists are looking at these worlds. But will they be found by real equipment that we've got now, equipment that we will be launching soon?
Well, these worlds that could potentially have life on them could be found, yes, within the next 20 years. One is a tidally locked planet. That means it doesn't rotate as it goes around its star, and it's a dwarf red star. And the other one is a potentially habitable moon. But we should be able to detect Earth-like planets within the next, I would say, 8 years. And then within the next decade following that, we should be able to detect signs of biology in the atmosphere of certain nearby Earth-like planets.
Okay, now what we didn't find, at least at this point in this program, we didn't find extraterrestrials running around like us. They look primarily to be animals or creatures. Now, that's still pretty dramatic all by itself. But are we at a point now, Dr. Doyle, where maybe we are very unusual here on the planet, that maybe there's a special design on why we are here? Or do you believe that eventually we're going to stumble across other planets as well that have our kinds of life forms like us?
Well, I think, like us, you mean technology, and, you know, animals do use tools, and they do communicate, and some of the communication systems are rather complex, but we're the only spacefaring critters on this planet, and it could be that to a combination of astronomy, communication, and tool-making could evolve on other planets to make technology that would also be detectable. In other words, it makes sense at least to hypothesize that what happened here could happen out there, given the, you know, gazillion planets that could exist and many millions of planets like Earth that could exist in the galaxy. It's worth pointing a radio telescope, because radio, for example, is the cheapest way to try and detect that technology. So I would say, for my studies, I haven't run into any showstoppers so far.
Seth, these two worlds, Aurelia and Blue Moon, really actually haven't been found yet, right?
No, that's correct. They haven't been. They're too small to have been found so far. But, you know, as Lawrence just said, the chances that these exist are extraordinarily high because, you know, planets are probably like animals. There are a lot more small ones than big ones. And we know there are a lot of big ones. I was talking with Jeff Marcy, who's an astronomer who's probably found more planets than any other human being on this planet. And I asked him, I said, you know, you've found more than 150 planets around other stars. Jeff, what's your best guess as to the percentage of stars that probably do have planets? And he said, you know, maybe 90%. And we don't know that yet, but that's his estimate. And if that's the case, then one thing you can say for sure, there are more planets out there than there are stars. So there are going to be planets like Aurelia and Blue Moon. Blue Moon is not a planet, it's a moon, but it's a moon that's big, and it hosts life. They're going to be out there.
Seth, back about 4 years ago, when you and I just started talking on Coast to Coast, and you said something that I never forgot, because of the similarities of things that might be out there in the universe, you used a phrase that we believe that it's the same soup, that what we have on Earth could very well be what's on other planets and other areas in this universe. And by watching this this special that's going to be on, and it's going to be an ongoing, or was it just a one-timer, by the way?
Well, they would like to do more, but at the moment it's a one shot.
Okay. What I found interesting in this program is it looks like we're talking about the same soup again, which means creatures that have eyes, they have a mouth, they have a nose, they react differently, of course, because of their own environment, but they're also very similar to earthbound creatures. It is beginning to look like that's the same throughout the entire universe, isn't it?
Well, you know, of course, we're still extrapolating, but I think that that makes sense because, for example, one of these two worlds, and it's the blue moon world, but it doesn't matter, has a very thick atmosphere, an atmosphere that's many times thicker than ours. Okay, well, that means that it's much easier to fly. It also turns out there's more oxygen in that atmosphere. So, you know, you get more out of your food. You can have a higher octane fuel, as it were, and that means, you know, you're also more efficient if you're flying. So it's an obvious conclusion that in a world like that, yes, you're going to fly, but it's going to be heavier things. You know, pigs could fly on a world like that. Well, they don't have flying pigs in the show, but they do have flying whales, things that weigh the size, the same as hippos. And you might think, oh, that's just sci-fi. That's somebody's imagination. Well, no, it's actually just thought out biological engineering based on what we know. And it's very probable that these sorts of things will exist.